Yo, we about to start. I'm about to start talking about music. Music, yo. And how people, a lot of people don't really support a lot of people. You know? So, let's talk about that. There's a lot of people that make music that's local. Let's start with local artists. It's real sad that a lot of people don't really support local artists. But there's always going to be one person that's going to say they really do support local artists. You lying. They barely do. It's not a whole 100% that they will support local artists. It's not 100%. We need 100%. Not 35, not 65, 100%. I understand you got to get out here and do the work too. But at the same time, have a show or something. Have a show where all the people can come out and do it. Do their thing. But you rarely get that. You rarely get that. Then on top of that, when you want to make songs with people, they act like an asshole and they don't really reach out to you. It seems like every time somebody get a little buzz, they just forget everybody. But I'm here to tell you, just because you got a little buzz, you still local, nigga. You still local. Your buzz ain't that big. You still local, nigga. Calm down. Calm down. It feel good to have my own podcast.
What side are you doing it on?
It's podcast.
Is it on Facebook?
This is my podcast.
But is that on Facebook?
No. Support, nigga. Support. I just want people to respond and let me know or how you guys feel about local artists. I want to know how other people feel. Because I don't want to make it seem like I'm the only one feeling that way. What bothers me is that people that got a little buzz is the ones who think they actually made it. Nah. You still local, nigga. Calm down. Calm down. What else are you trying to do to get out of being local? Because right now you're just a local nigga. What else have you been doing? Because nobody wants to stay local. Nobody. Everybody wants to get out of being local. They wants to be worldwide. Just tell me what you think. What up, what up, what up, what up? Happy Friday to everybody. It's the weekend. And everybody happy. I am. But without further ado, we're going to start it off. Got some new information. There was another school shooting today in Texas. 8 dead. 1 in custody and 1 in detained. There was also an injured officer. The injuries for him is unknown. Or her. There were three patients. Two of them was adults. And one under 18. You know what? I don't know about you guys. But I really had enough of all these school shootings. Or shootings. Period. It doesn't make no sense how there are so many school shootings or shootings across the world. It's like people have nothing else better to do but just shoot, kill. You have to be tired of doing this. It's like every day or every other day is always breaking news. And when every time you hear breaking news, it's nothing good. I'm just tired of negative. We need more positive. It's ridiculous. It is very, very, very ridiculous. 8 dead. 1 in custody and 1 detained. And there was a cop injured in the process. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's sad that you can't go to school, church, mall, theaters, anywhere that has a crowd without people coming to ruin it for everybody. They're just out with their husband, wife, kids, the family, friends, whoever. Can't go anywhere and have a good time, relax, without people just coming ruining it. I'd have had enough. Tired of it. It's ridiculous. Of course, Trump tweeted about it. So he said a little bit. Let me see. I know one of the little girls saying that she had an asthma attack, and it started an art class. One of the students also said, first, they thought it was fire alarms. They heard fire alarms. But when they heard run, 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 guess when he heard gunshots. You know how sad this is? It's very sad. I don't have too much information on it yet. But when I do hear about it, I'll be glad to let you guys know. But this is all I got for right now. But it's very sad. Very sad. It don't make no sense. And I'm not going to say it's getting out of hand because it's been out of hand a long time ago. And also, this is 2018, May 18th. This is the 22nd school shooting this year. Wow. Wow. Ridiculous. I know I keep saying ridiculous because it's ridiculous. But that's all I got for you guys. Like I said, when I get more information, I'll let you guys know. This is a sad world. Cold. Effed up. It's crazy. Prayers go out to those families. Sad. What's good? What's good? What's good? What's good, y'all? Happy Friday again. Jean Mills in the building. Keep it 100 radio. We're gonna talk about Offset, the third member of the Migos. Y'all already know Takeoff and all Quavo. Offset got in an accident. His car, total loss. His injuries was minor. Cardi B, you know, she was there on the side, by her man's side. I would think any other female would do the same thing, you know. Always be by your man. Hold him down. But yeah, I'm glad that she was there to be by his side. I'm glad you know, it could have got worse. You know, if you look at the picture of the car, you would think, you know what I mean, you would think different. You know, it could have been worse, you know. It could have been extremely worse, you know. He could have lost his life if you seen the car. But I'm glad Offset, that didn't happen to Offset. I'm glad he's still here. That's a blessing. Yeah, that's a blessing. So, shout out to Migos, Cardi B, and her baby. I don't think the baby's here yet. But, yeah, salute to her, too. So this is Young Mills signing off. I have some more news for y'all later. It could be soon. But anyway, this is Young Mills. Keep it 100 radio. Holler at me.